Paper Force. Government laws are enforced by force if necessary. If you don't comply, you will be kidnapped. These laws exist as symbols on a piece of paper or bits in a computer, and we have a nearly infinite supply. Your driver's license is a document that allows you to drive, but it also prevents the unlicensed from driving. The driver's license is a coercive document backed by government force. Undoubtedly, there are some unlicensed people who are better and safer drivers than some licensed ones. Driving is a seriously risky business, and deciding who actually pilots a vehicle is much too important to be left up to authoritarians who are more interested in collecting the license fees than in the efficiency and safety of the transportation system. Traveling is not a privilege. It is necessary for survival, and it is a right. Government restrictions on travel are foolish and counterproductive. Non-coercive means of helping drivers to be competent are much more effective. The Transportation Safety Administration's restriction of air travel is sold as a measure to keep passengers safe. But I believe it is actually a measure designed to keep the populace of the world under control. Strangers from different parts of the world were getting too friendly. It was becoming difficult to start wars. So we got the TSA. We don't need to be stopped and frisked at the bus station because the bus system is not interfering with the plans of the war party. Restricting freedom of movement by force is a symptom of terminal authoritarianism. The authoritarians think that by keeping people from visiting with each other, they can consolidate their power. As usual with authoritarian thinking, the results most often are the opposite of their intentions. Restriction of movement is usually one of the policies that is enforced most rigorously right before the revolution. Authoritarian pieces of paper are everywhere. If your doctor writes you a prescription, that is a government document backed by government force. You can't buy the prescribed item unless you have permission from a doctor. And getting that permission is expensive and time-consuming. Then the druggist has to make sure you actually have the prescription before he can sell you the medicine. You have to wait at the doctor's office to be seen. And you have to wait at the drugstore for the pharmacist to count pills. Both the druggist and the doctor have to go through an exhausting and expensive process to get their professional licenses. Throw in government-mandated insurance, and you have a system that makes medicines and healthcare cost many times what they would if a druggist could sell to anyone who could pay, and anyone who wanted could try their hand at healing without asking a mother, may I, government. Despite spending more on healthcare than any other nation, we are 51st in the doctors to population ratio. Medical care in these times is delivered by so-called doctors who are actually more bureaucrat than healer. Prescriptions and licenses are far worse than the problems they were set up to solve. And all this bureaucratic flim-flam in the medical industry has not solved these problems as advertised. It has not eliminated incompetence and fraud from our medical system. There is a good case to be made that it has increased incompetence and fraud. Licenses are passed out more on the ability to pay than the ability to heal. There was a time when all medicines were sold over the counter, cheaply and conveniently. There was a time when anyone could practice medicine if they had patience. The technology of medicine has improved, but the delivery system has been decimated by government licensing and regulation. But as a lawyer once said to me, the doctors work for their money. If doctors are mostly bureaucrats, the lawyers are all bureaucrats all the time. As officers of the court, they have powers that citizens do not have. There is some thin semblance of a case to be made that all are equal before the law. But there is no denying that those behind the law are more equal than those before the law. Lawyers and doctors have the power to create documents backed by government force. That is way too much power for any individual or group to have. When the value of people is controlled by a coercive state instead of the free market, the society becomes inefficient and corrupt. A dollar bill is a government document backed by force. Fiat paper money was viewed as extremely dangerous by the founders who wrote the U.S. Constitution. They expressly forbade fiat currency in the Constitution, and counterfeiting coins was punishable by death. The founders relied on silver and gold to be their money. When Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, he was closing the door on freedom in the United States of America. Now we have fiat currency, a fiat legal system, a fiat healthcare system, fiat public schools, fiat jobs, and fiat media. the government has achieved the illusion of near total control. The law has been rewritten to say the government and its cronies can never lose, and the people can never win. But there is a higher law that has been proven many times. It can be expressed in many ways. All people are created equal. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What goes around comes around. Monkey see, monkey do. The authoritarian viewpoint is based on inequality and hypocrisy. There are social as well as spiritual reasons why most religions condemn hypocrisy. Hypocrisy destroys those who practice it, but the people who practice equality endure. In a rational society, any document that was enforced by force would not be a valid contract, and therefore would be ignored. A valid contract requires agreement among equal parties. The arbitrary orders of some authoritarian coercivists do not qualify as a valid contract. We have been hypnotized by all these pieces of government paper. We need to end the trance. We need to wake up and live free. We need to stop investing in slavery and start investing in freedom. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.